Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. That is the Esmond Edwards tune, Samba Blues, from 1963, starting us off this morning here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. I'm here till 11. And that was recorded in Chicago in 63 on the Argo label. It's Frank Foster from his album Basie Is Our Boss. And the personnel is Frank Foster on tenor saxophone, Eric Dixon on flute and tenor, Al Ahrens on trumpet, John Young on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Phil Thomas is playing the drums. And the vinyl continues from the mid-50s on the Lighthouse label. This is Howard Rumsey's Big Band.
Thank you.
Indeed, swinging on a Sunday morning here on Spinning Jazz from 1959, recorded in Paris, came out originally on Verve Records. That's a UK HMV pressing of Sonny Stitt sitting in with the Oscar Peterson Trio. And that was a tune dedicated to Prez, Sweets, Ben and all the other funky ones. It was called Blues for the aforementioned people. Prez being Lester Young, Sweets, Harry Sweets Edison, Ben Webster, some of the great tenor men and trumpeters of the swing era. And yeah, that was Sonny Stitt on tenor saxophone and alto saxophone. He was on tenor on that one. Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen at the drums. As I say, recorded in 59 in Paris, and we're staying in Paris for the final recordings of the great and wonderfully talented Mr. Eric Dolphy. And this is from a DIW Japanese album, Eric Dolphy's last recordings. And this is a tune he wrote called Serene. And on this one from 64, we are going to hear Jackie Bamboo on the congas, Franco Manzecchi on drums, Jacques Hess on bass, Jacques Dival on piano, Nathan Davis on tenor saxophone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, and Eric is on alto and bass clarinet. This is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans with you till 11. Thank you. Cooking Up a Storm in Copenhagen there. That is a Roland Kirk from 1964 on the Mercury label, the album Kirk in Copenhagen. That was Cabin in the Sky. Roland was playing tenor, Manzello, Stritch, and on the album he plays flute, nose flute and siren as well. Tetti Montoliu on piano, Niels Henning Osted Pedersen and Don Moore, two bassists, and J.C. Moses was at the drums. Next up, a brilliant new album that was recorded about a year ago in America. It's come out on Hayden Records. It's drummer Jacob Wendt and his quintet. The album's called Silver Street. This is the title track, a loving nod to Horace in there. And Jacob Wendt composed all the tunes and plays the drums. And he's joined by Harry Ostrander on trumpet, Jimmy Emerzian on tenor saxophone, Doug Carter on piano, and David Reynoso is playing the drums.
coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
From 1959, originally on Verve Records, that's a UK Columbia pressing of the album Sunny Side Up. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and vocals there, Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt, both on tenor saxophones, Ray Bryant on piano, Tom Bryant on bass, Charlie Persip playing the drums. The Sunny Side of the Street. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with some live stuff from the Newport Jazz Festival, 1963, John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and instead of Elvin Jones this time making up the quartet, it is the great late Roy Haynes.